It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning, Bev Malun.
Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Marvelous. I'm so sorry we've taken you late this morning.
No problem. It's great to listen to all the LiPo information.
I know.
As soon as I have some, I'm going to try and get rid of it. I'm like a typical woman. I live in denial. There's none on me. None.
Yeah, just don't look. Don't look. Remove every mirror.
Exactly.
And never mind.
Never change never mind at any store.
Exactly.
What just, is up with that?
And have soft lighting at home. Why put yourself, if you look in the mirror and you think you look good, who cares what anyone
Everything
else
Everything to avoid self-esteem challenges.
Going, no. Okay, you've got a birthday there, Lee. Lee.
You
Bev?
Can call me Lee.
Sorry.
I will call you Barbara.
I'm having one of those days.
But it's all right. My self-esteem is intact. You can call me anything you want.
What date have you got there, Bev?
Give me your birth date.
16th of January.
16th of January and the year?
80.
1980.
I'm giving away my age.
You are?
And listen,
if I was that age, I'd also be giving it away. Don't worry.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see if everything you just heard was true. That's a good way to start, isn't it? We'll just do an audit of the potential authenticity of the previous guest on
Hi-FM.
Okay, so the truth is, actually, that the likelihood of anything that she was just saying not being true is very small. So that's good. So as far as profiling for the potential to lie or hide behind lies, etc., that wouldn't happen in her professionalism. She is an absolutely high idealist, right?
Okay.
Yeah, she likes to have all the information. She doesn't like to be caught red-handed not knowing what she's talking about. And that makes sense because on the way over here I was listening and it was like fact after fact after fact and long Latin terms it sounded like and this and that. And, you know, every term for a follicle no one can give a hoot about actually because you can never repronounce it, right? But out it flowed like the vicissitudes of life. It just came out flowing along, right? So that's very much Sphere's thing. She likes to be seen to be unboundaried in her potential and her capacity in the world. Am I right?
You're very right.
Okay, so she doesn't like people to think she's limited. And therefore, because she doesn't want to lack authenticity, she deliberately goes and gets information so that when she opens her mouth, what comes out is fact.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's nodding.
She can't be seen to be lacking the capacity. She doesn't want to be seen that way because she doesn't like to be found out.
Okay.
So let's say she's making a dinner for people, right?
Yes.
And she didn't have time to cook. So she had to run around buying, which, you know, by the sounds of it, we have one here and our little butte in Genesis, right? So
she's
by
busy.
The sounds of it, she's a busy babe, right? So let's say that's the case. You're not the kind of person who would say, if someone said to you, geez, that's delicious, thank you. You're not the kind of person who would say, I cooked. You're the kind of person who'd say, if I'd had the time, I'd take full credit, but the only thing I can take credit for is running around buying. Am I right?
You're so right.
Well, there you go.
I actually went for dinner to a friend's house, and I didn't have time to make the salad, and my mother made it for me, and everybody was complimenting me, and I was like, you can compliment my mother. That's not like me.
You didn't take credit.
She doesn't like to be seen through, and so therefore the veneer is authentic and positioned and well-defined.
Okay.
And quite a good mask wearer. So if she's in a bad mood, you probably won't know about it. She had a really bad day, you probably won't know about it. Quite a good mask wearer, right?
Unless it's my family's shame.
They see through, yeah. Unfit for human company then and temperamental, I'll bet, if we're going to go that route. I'm trying to keep it clean and professional here. So I'm doing you a favor. Being nice. The area of work, do you want to look at that? Which is a lot
you
of what
do.
We do in the 5 minutes we do this. All right, so the area of work is flexibility. You're not that flexible, right?
That's true.
So the great thing about this, I always say, is you'd make a phenomenal human rights activist. Because if you believe in something, you'll have thought process behind it, you'll have history behind it, you'll have weight behind it, and nothing will change your mind. So if you believe in the work you're doing, nothing will change your mind. And you're not willing to be seen to not be authentic, so you're not going to deal with the China imports. You won't deal with the stuff that's under the table, right? That's not the way you do things in the world. So what I mean by the work inflexibility, it means with people and in relationships. Sometimes you probably find that you can be inflexible with people and not give them the space to perhaps have made an error, to have let you down. Right?
You're so right. You are so right.
Okay, so that's the area of work. But, you know, all in all, we have a philosopher, a sensitive, deep-thinking, very creative-spirited, bright, intelligent, and driven personality. So that's great. But we're here to do the work, so don't negate that. Celebrate the greatness and, like, polish off the finishes is really, like, the whole goal, I think, of what we're doing. Hey, Nikki?
So you've got that.
I've got it. Wow. I'm impressed.
I know. She's fantastic. But listen to what she says about the areas. You know, sometimes things are highlighted and we move on, but something will come back and just knock us over again just to remind us that those are maybe areas we need to work on. Hey, that's how it works, Bev.
Pretty much.
Over and over. Bev, before we take our next caller, I want to just very, very quickly ask you, because someone called in after you had spoken. I don't know if it was last week or the week before when you spoke about teachers, and sometimes we're held back because a statement that a teacher made when we were younger affects us when we go forward, or shouldn't affect us. And there's something that you say to your son. A mom called in and she said, you know, her daughter's having a tough time with a particular teacher. And what you say to your son every day was so brilliant. And she said, please, can Bev remember what she says to her son about teachers if there's a teacher who's just bringing his confidence down?
Well, first up, I don't know if that mom is listening, but many and almost all of these audio pods are on my website. Which
fantastic.
Is currently just being reconstructed today because we're loading up all the 49 days of growth we've been doing with Chai every afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I think I crashed my server because loading up 49 almost at once, something went wrong. Mm-hmm. So they are generally on there. So to go back and listen to the different pods that we've done, you can go there and click on audio and listen to them. That's the one aspect. The other aspect is I've got talks on YouTube. People can go listen there. And in fact, if they don't want to buy my book, which is about self-esteem and parenting, they're welcome to go on YouTube and listen to the book, because I've put my entire book for free audio on YouTube. So all they have to do is, like, type in Bev Malone, and all the YouTube stuff that's up will come up. So that'll help, because I do talk a lot about that in the book. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that in my talks and living with self-esteem. It's not a one-off line, mommy, who wrote that in. And thank you for that acknowledgement. And I know it will have value, but it's not a one-off line. It's a belief system that is reinforced to my son as often as I can, because I don't want him to have the same experience I had. I don't want him to believe the things that he's told about himself from people who are not coming from a place of humility, strength of character, security, and having his best interests at heart. And so the danger that lies in the world is that we send our children off into a schooling environment where people might have got a degree or a technical diploma or whatever it is in the capacity to transmit education to somebody else, but that doesn't mean they've worked on themselves. That doesn't mean they're healthy human beings with a high self-esteem, and therefore human interaction comes into play, and where they're lacking, that can be very affecting. And so what I have taught him, and you can start to teach your children this, and perhaps that'll have enough value, but ultimately it depends on how much they believe about themselves and how much they're not willing to believe from people that they don't respect. And that's what I teach my son. Be careful who you respect and who you believe. Because that's where self-esteem gets crushed and gets limited, is when you believe the wrong things about yourself. A teacher says you'll never make it in life, and you believe that and start acting on it. Instead of going, who is this person to know? She's not an oracle. He's not an oracle. How do they have the right to just decide I'll never be good at the sport, etc., etc., etc.? And so that's the kind of thing to teach your children. And I teach him that he lives in a bubble, and he has to protect that bubble. The bubble is his world around him. Mm-hmm. And no one gets permission to get into the bubble unless he chooses to give them permission. People can try. They can say to you, I don't like you, boy. And he can go, well, I'm not sure I'm going to believe that I'm not likable. You stay out of my bubble. Mm-hmm. And occasionally he'll say that to me. You know, teacher said this, and then I said, and what was your response to that? And he said, I just thought, stay out of my bubble, man. Stay out of my bubble. And so his
bubble gives him a sense of power.
He has a sense of power, and it would be terrible for him to believe for one second that he does not have the sense of power to determine who gets into that bubble and who doesn't. Mm. And that's the Viktor Frankl mentality out there. It doesn't matter. Crush me. You think you have. Put me into a concentration camp. You think you own me. You think you own my body and my being, and perhaps you control it, but you do not control my mind, and you do not control my spirit, and I'll decide where to have hope, and I will decide where to look and where my future lies, whether I can be incarcerated here or not is your decision. Whether I remain here in my mind is my decision.
Mm, Bev, that's wonderful. We've got Sandy on the line. Hi, good morning, Sandy.
Hi, good morning.
How was that?
Very good. Very,
okay, very good. Have you got your birth date for Bev?
Yes, I do. It's the 4th of the 6th, 1953.
4th of June, 1953.
Mm. And it's to do with my working life. I've changed my life completely. And I think I've done the right thing. I just want to know what you think.
Well, you'd have to tell me what you've done, Sandy. Okay. I'm not an oracle. My crystal ball smashed and there's no crystal ball glue left.
Yes, yeah. I was a sales rep for 20 years and I resigned from my job and I decided I want to just smell the roses and take some time to enjoy life. And now I'm doing au pairing at my age.
Wow.
And are you enjoying it?
I am. I've just started. I am starting a play group, but it hasn't quite taken off as we'd hoped it would.
Okay. Okay. You want to listen on radio?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
okay.
Sandy. Thank Have you. A good day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Sandy. Sandy falls right into the category of what everybody wants to do right now. You know, everybody's changing careers in some way or another, or wishing they could, or reconnecting with their own career and forming a new relationship. So it's not like anything's remaining the same. This is the 2000s. And we've said this a number of times. This is the century of flow. It's not the century necessarily of brand new inventions and new creations and taking direction and leading the way. That was the 1900s. And we very much saw in 100 years so much change that we thought, no, it can't be. It's phenomenal. It can't get any better. But we know now, you know, they bring out the new iPhone and it's almost obsolete as they're designing the next one. And it's changing and changing. And I'm already thinking about how exciting it's going to be in the world when we have virtual reality games in our lounge and we don't have to just look into the screen and play with Wii and the actual hologram of the game will come into the lounge. That's my next prediction. I can see it happening. I want to be in that game. I love playing. Right? But everything's changing and the world's about flow. And so in a career-wise perspective, we have to know that people are about flow now. People don't want to just do grind after grind after grind. They want to feel like they're in a capacity where they can use their potential more. And that's what the 2000s is about. It's very hard to stay miserable in a position and then just stick it out. Like you used to in the industrial area, people would go to work for 50 years, wait for their gold watch, but they were happy with the gold watch because who cared? You worked for 50 years in the same job. Now I meet people and they're in the corporate world and they're in the same place for 5 years and I'm wondering why they're stagnating. What's going on? You're not moving? You know, don't you have anything else to do? Get on with it. If you're not in your own business, why are you staying in someone else's for that long? It's very unusual unless there's room for growth and development and people want to flow and grow. So Sandy as a sales rep, so we look at that. Very easy to see why. She doesn't like boundaries. She doesn't like to have to stay in the same place. She likes to define her day. She gets very distracted. She loves to chat. She's very communicative. She's affectionate. She's sweet. She likes to hug a lot. So the kids probably adore her. That's for sure. There's got to be a whole lot of that. And she's a deep philosophical thinker underneath all of that, which most people wouldn't even get to hear about. They just get the chatty, dramatic personality who wants to interact. So it doesn't surprise me for one second that she had a successful career in sales over 2 decades. That's success. You don't skimp along and limp along in sales for 2 decades unless you're doing well enough in it, right? And so then she gets to a point where she turns a little bit older and heads into this like middle-aged dilemma of going, am I fulfilled? Is this enough? Is this flow? Is this where I want to be? And goes, well, I'm making money and I'm doing okay, but I'm not full. I want to play more. And that's really her thing. And so she's moved into an area where she can play. And I love the way she puts it. I wanted to stop for a while and smell the roses. And then I started working. And I figured, like, what, have you stopped smelling the roses? I mean, I hope not, Sandy. You know, carry on smelling the roses. Carry on doing what you're doing. Certainly all pairing makes sense. Doesn't matter age. I'm irrelevant with age. I don't care. I will bounce on the trampoline with my son at 40 just as much as I will sit in a boardroom meeting and be unaffected by all the people in the room. It is irrelevant age today. We have CEOs at 22 who are changing the dynamic of the planet with the creations and the businesses they're developing. There's no age factor today. There are children of 14 and 15 bringing out books that are changing thinking. Do not
we
be
have to
caught
change
up.
The way we
this is the 2000s. Put down the nonsense. Put down the I believe that there is a rule about what age you're allowed to au pair. I believe there's a rule about what age you're allowed to change your career. A rule that says when you're allowed to attack your fat and when you're not allowed to attack your fat. There are very few rules that we should actually still be believing. I'm not talking about civil law. I'm not encouraging any dissonance. I'm just saying there are very few rules about behavior and integrity of position that we should be believing. I chose to be this person. Now I have to be it for the rest of my life. So go and be the au pair. The business not taking off that easily, things take time. 18 months to 2 years is generally a very good indication of a business getting onto its feet. And so one needs to be prepared for that. So if you weren't, then that can be a scary time. But marketing, advertising, word of mouth, lost leaders, encouragement, that kind of thing, and a whole lot of faith and prayer generally helps with new businesses. Mm. So I wouldn't be too put off by that. But certainly au pairing and being around children and interacting and having a play group and being playful with them, that's definitely in her potential. Wonderful. So just stick it out, Sandy. Enjoy the journey, Sandy. And if not, she can always go back to repping because she's not too old and she knows she's good at that.
There we have it.
There you go.
And we've got Faye on the line. Hi, Faye, our last caller. Faye, are you there? Have we lost Faye? Hi, Faye.
Moving on.
Sorry, Faye. We lost you. Okay, let's look at the 9th of the 5th, 1964.
9th of May, 1964. 64.
Yes.
Do we have a man or woman attached?
No, there are no details there. 9th
okay.
of the 5th, 1964.
All right, so we have a very, very deep thinker here. Very deep thinker, sensitive, creative, loving of aesthetics and beauty. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is somebody who has a musical play in some kind of way, some kind of instrument, who likes to think and talk and debate. This is a very great conversationalist and ideas person, but also very much likes their ideas to be listened to first. So I don't know how much flexibility there is in discussion, but certainly this is a person who enjoys debate and talking, etc., wants to help, wants to nurture, wants to care for the world at large. Wants to be in a position to give. And hopefully if this person has managed their capacity to get distracted and not focus on a task and has learned to live in the world without needing affirmation for every right thing or right step forward or needing the acknowledgement or the prize. You know, sometimes people want a prize just for getting out of bed and getting dressed in the morning. If this person has learned to live without that, then this is somebody who probably will have done a lot of great things as to position themselves in a way to be able to help others and to take care of people. So I hope that's the case.
Fantastic. There we go.
Yes.
And Faye, we do apologize that we didn't manage to speak to you, but Bev will be with us next week and all those other SMSs that we got. Bev Malone will be back in the studio next Friday, same time between 9:30 and 10, and she will be taking your calls. And just a reminder to go along to Bev, when will your new brand spanking new website be up and operating?
The brand new website was up and operating until last night when I crashed it accidentally.
Okay, so but when will it be operating?
Hopefully
once
in the next few hours.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I have the webmaster waiting for me saying, you know, get back to me. I need this detail and that detail it wants to fix.
Right. So give us your website address.
BevMalun.com. The only thing you have to get right is the Malun.
MILUN.com. So go along and you can listen to those shows on Bev's website. And thank you very much for calling in. And thank you very much for those SMSs. Bev, wishing you a good Shabbos and a great weekend.